here's a story from The World.
Australians will go to the polls on Saturday. What a smart idea. Cast your ballot on a weekend so you don't have to squeeze it in before or after work. As The World's Sarah Birnbaum reports, that's just one reason why Australia's voting system is the envy of many.
If you live in the U.S., this has become your reality.
In Georgia this week, the sounds of American democracy still struggling.
New York's highest court says redistricting maps by Democrats violated the Constitution.
I only need 11,000 votes. Fellas, I need 11,000 votes. Give me a break.
My fellow Americans, our friends down under have a message for us. It doesn't have to be this way.
There's nothing that makes me more homesick than watching Australian elections.
This is James West. He grew up in Sydney, but he's been living in New York for the past 10 years.
The Australian electoral system is beautifully dull because everything basically works. Australians have the confidence that when they pop a ballot in the ballot box, it's going to get counted, it's going to be fair, and the will of the people is going to be represented in the result.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you.
So how is this possible? For starters, Wes says there's the Australian Electoral Commission.
A beautiful bureaucratic institution which operates national elections to exacting standards, and nobody ever complains about them.
The commission is a nonpartisan body. It runs elections in Australia in accordance with, wait for it, uniform electoral laws across all states. Okay, reason two Australian elections get high marks. Voter turnout is around 93%. 93%. And that's because Australia has compulsory voting. Judith Brett is a historian of Australian politics and a leading expert on compulsory voting.
None of the liberal democracies that Australia compares itself with, like the United States or the United Kingdom or Canada or New Zealand, have got compulsory voting.
In Australia, if you don't vote, you have to pay a $20 fine. You get sky-high voter turnout, but you also get a more chill campaign season. Brett says candidates don't have to go to extremes to rile up the base or stoke fear to get out the vote.
I mean, there's attempts at various times to message a little more to the right, but elections tend to be won or lost in the middle.
Voting in Australia isn't just mandatory. It's also fun.
It's a party atmosphere, so it's actually really nice.
Oh, look at that onion.
This is Thomas Shanahan. He lived in the U.S. for about 5 years, and now he's back home in Sydney. He says usually there's a big barbecue outside the school, church, or community center where voting takes place. And this brings me to the final reason why Australians just know how to do elections.
Now, we have something in Australia called the democracy sausage. You need to imagine a piece of white bread with a long, thin pork or beef sausage placed diagonally across the white bread and then covered in a sauce of your choosing.
It's the sausage of democracy, the symbol of our land, handed out at each election by a dedicated hand.
Is it called democracy sausage because it's like, this is how the sausage gets made, and then they're just taking that metaphor?
I wish I could say that it is called a democracy sausage because that's how the sausage is made. It's not. It's because it's what you buy on election day.
By the sausage of democracy, we stand.
Of course, Australia's electoral system has its problems. Polls show that most voters hate politicians. And weak campaign finance laws in Australia allow donors to hide their identities and their contributions. And yet, the Aussie system has a lot to recommend it, even if they do eat their hot dogs on a slice of bread instead of a bun. For The World, I'm Sarah Birnbaum.
Well, the two main parties standing, they're pretty much the same.